Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Start. We're going.
Good morning. Good morning. What a frustrating last 45 minutes.
Oh, but it's been beautiful. We're in Victoria Park and the sun is shining. So, you know, we just have to embrace the wonder as it finds us.
Yeah, but
looking that way, there's skyscrapers. And
I do want to briefly...
Come on then, tell it.
Just briefly go through. It's just because I feel like I'm in a slight spiral of ineptitude that could kind of not stop. It sort of... It happened a bit last night. It was with Rudy, who's working on this dance project. He's editing. Yeah. He'd been editing for days with this software program. And then it just all went from his computer last night.
Oh, my
project
God,
for school. And he went absolutely mental for ages.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I've got to do it again. I said, yeah, but it's still the same program. This could happen again. I've got to do it again. So he basically stayed up all night doing it till 4:30.
Yeah.
Woke up at 6:30 and went to school. And that's fine. But it was stressful. It was just really
So he
stressful.
Did do it again, but he didn't lose it again.
He didn't lose it again. Okay. Just kept backing it up. And then I set off today looking for couldn't find a parking space. Looking. It's exacerbated by the fact that my mobile phone... It's pretty rubbish.
Yep.
So I need to upgrade and I can't be bothered.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it never fully charges. So I'm trying to communicate with you, but literally every time, the last communication we've had with each other, it's been on 1% and then we say goodbye and then the phone goes.
It goes off, yeah.
It's like lost in that drama. And also wanting to... Been running around the park looking for you, but not wanting to run too much because... I've got this calf thing.
You're injured.
So you're kind of stuck with all this sort of like phone going, calf going, where are you, where am I, parking. And then even with the parking, because you've got your ring for it, well, and wondering whether the charge is going
to
last.
Oh, of course you need your phone to park.
Yeah, so the whole calamitous.
Well,
so,
you know,
so, yeah.
I don't want to... The thing to remember, you know, when you're up against these difficulties is that you're not alone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's possible that yesterday, in amongst all the distractions of all that excitement, you missed the bit where I said, let's not go to Hackney Marshes. I'm pretty sure the car park's closed. Why not go to Copperfield Fields where we can run on soft surfaces and walk from so marshes? And but you said, no.
But it's not as soft as Hackney or this, isn't it? Bit more tarmac, isn't it?
Walthamstow Marshes.
No, but the...
The Walthamstow Marshes. I said we can run there. It'll be perfect because it hasn't been raining, so we can run on the countryside a bit that's often completely muddy.
Yeah.
I had your
So you're basically saying, I told you so.
Yeah, that's it. These are the words I'm looking for. Or to put it another way, you'd be easier if you respected me more.
The problem is I have... No, with too much faith in Hackney Council to open car parks. They've now shut it for because it's testing for COVID.
Yeah, but again, I said all along, let's not get up against that again. You know, yeah, that's your definition of insanity scenario.
But there's no one there. Massive empty, because no one's getting tested at the moment. So it's completely empty.
Yeah, but it's you who keeps headbutting that situation.
Feels...
But we've fallen on our feet, Paul.
Literally. We've literally fallen on our feet because it is a beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning. And do you know what? Well, let's look at the positives. First of all, I had a lovely run.
Yeah, you've had a few runs.
This is run three today. Well, I tend to meet you at Hackney Masters Centre.
Looking for Tonginson without him on his mobile.
Where is he? It's all good, but I do. You know, I often run around 2.5 miles.
Just to find
you. To get to you on a Tuesday. And when we said we meet in Hackney Masters, oh, it's a little bit further, but oh, yeah, that'd be nice. Anyway, but I listened to. The first song I heard today was Where the Streets Have No Name.
Like it.
By U2. I want to run.
Yes, that's a good one, isn't it?
I thought, and when I go there, Paul, I go there with you.
Do you use that as a running song? Do you use that to listen to when you're running?
Oh, yeah.
Normally, is it part of the roster?
Yeah. And then, I had that one, and then I had, you know, that's the one that people have heard of. But guys, if you've never heard DeLorean Dynamite by Todd Terry... That's T-E-R-J.
Right.
Well, that's... Nice. You're welcome, because that's stupendous. That's like running through the title sequence of an 80s TV program.
Sounds great. So it hasn't all been bad.
No, and then you said, right, let's which I thought Victoria Park was a clever reposition.
Yeah.
You said, let's meet in Victoria Park.
Trying to save myself a bit of money there.
We're actually, just a little heads up, we're heading towards Paul's next mistake in this story. But anyway, you said Victoria Park, and I went through the woods at Hackney Wick. I've never been through there before.
Right.
To cut the corner.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. I think partly because of the weather.
Yes.
I think another day in another season, those woods would maybe be a bit more murdery.
Yeah.
But they were great today.
Yeah.
And it's only about a mile away.
Oh, well, that's good.
And we said we'll meet here in Victoria Park where the events start. And because me and Paul did the 10K, the run through UK 10K.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I found that I was only about 10 minutes from the start line.
Yeah.
Ran down the road and there it was.
And I went to a different event start.
Yeah, not one that I'd ever done. But do you know what? Run through events. So what was the event you were thinking of?
The Victoria Park 10K.
Yeah, but who's the organisation?
It's like a Southern Athletic sort of association.
Are they coming back? Are you gonna? Do you know if there's any here this summer?
I don't know, actually. I imagine there will be. What's because Run Through have already had some events, haven't they?
Yeah, Run Through are back, and I've done several of their events, and they're absolutely great. But I was kind of thinking, tapping into the ongoing dialogue about my... You know, I think it's an interesting barometer, my tentative return to it.
Right, yeah.
And for people who are more, either as tentative as me or much less, you know, it's a good comparison, isn't it? Anyway, I thought, well, I don't want to be... There's an article in the paper about COVID anxiety, you know, getting stuck in behaviours and not being able to get out of them forever.
Yes, yeah.
I said to my wife the other day, when do you think I'm going to stop cleaning the shopping? And she said, I don't see you stopping.
Yeah.
It's a worrying conversation.
Yeah.
Morning advice. And so I said to myself, once I got a date in the diary for my second vaccination.
Yeah.
And working towards marathon or marathons.
Yeah.
Morning Magpie in the autumn. As soon as I'm double vaxxed, get out and do a 10K.
Right.
So I had a look at the run-through website. I thought, the next time there's one in Victoria Park, I'll do that.
Right.
Do you know what?
Go on, then.
They haven't got any scheduled here.
Are they not?
No, so I wonder what's happened there. I wonder whether it must be something to do with the arrangements.
Yeah, it might be a bit...
Anyway,
a bit timid, because they are coming back.
Yeah, they've got loads of... It's definitely the run-through Victoria Park access rather than anything else, because run-through have got loads of events.
Yeah.
And I booked one in.
Right.
I booked instead... Maybe... Well, we'll talk about it, but I booked instead to do one at the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park.
Nice.
Mid-July.
Right.
And then, by coincidence, I went to the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park last week.
Right.
For completely different reasons. It's brilliant up there.
I've been there. Yeah, I don't even know.
Well, I was going to say we should meet there and go for a run, but yeah. I'm not sure about that now. Oh, look, they're filming here.
So you've had your... had we chatted after you'd had your first vax?
We talked about it just before last week.
Right, and how did it go?
It was fine. It was good. Very straightforward. Yeah. They didn't... I didn't get a sticker.
Right.
And they were very amused at how... My camera's not working. very amused at how... Oh, God. Sorry.
The director's giving directions about a scene on a bench.
It's very nice. The classic, get a picture of it, but...
The classic bench scene.
Doing some light
reflecting. I wonder what it is, that. It looks a bit more than a student production. Maybe it is, I don't know.
It's just a young, very young couple, very smart on the bench.
Yeah.
And there's a guy bouncing the light down.
About to act. Prepare to act.
But I, so I happened to go to the Queen Elizabeth Park, and it's absolutely lovely. Right. So we will have to look into running there at some point.
Yes, yeah.
Because the other thing is, that whole line of country, really, this... keep going on about Victoria Park and Hackney Marshes, and they're only about a mile or so apart.
Yeah.
And also everything in between is good and interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's an area we should dig into. And you recovered okay post vaccination?
Oh, no, yeah, that's right, that's what we're saying.
No drama.
I felt fine. You know, my wife was giving us a hard time because her reaction was quite strong but very quick.
Right.
But I think that's healthier. Do you know what I mean? It was like an open and metabolically pacey response.
Right.
Whereas
yeah.
I just felt a bit off.
Right.
For days. And sometimes a little bit scary because it was a little bit brain affecty.
Right.
I felt a bit kind of forgetful and obsessive on Saturday. But then you don't know if you're just imagining
stuff. It's very hard to separate general anxiety around it with symptoms from it, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's true of everything.
Yeah.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's off work with chronic back pain.
Right.
And he's saying his therapist was saying the thing about be careful because checking for pain is roughly the same as giving yourself pain.
Yes,
You kind of learn to recognise.
Yes,
You know, and that's not to say you're faking it or it's psychosomatic. It's real pain. It's just that you're training yourself up to feel it. But anyway, having said that, I'm talking about it too much. I was absolutely fine.
Right.
Particularly, I did find that I felt a little bit odd on Friday. So what I did was I got drunk.
All right.
It's amazing how someone else online was saying, so the next day when I felt terrible, I could tell myself it was a hangover. I was like, why is that better? Why can't we say I feel hungover from having a vaccine? But anyway, it was just a very exciting week last week.
Yeah. It was lots of... Well, I did a... I'm going to have to stop and stretch by this tree.
Yeah, sure. So I think... You're about to tell me about a gig, an illicit gig.
I've done a couple of gigs.
A couple of gigs?
Yeah, I did one on Saturday.
Do you want to lean on that log?
Yeah, go on then. Did one on Saturday in Hampshire, and then I did one in Leicester last night.
Yeah. That's a nice way to work towards them coming back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. It was really good fun. I mean, the Hampshire one was just glorious. It was just... Let me press against this tree. It was... pub garden, loads of people, socially distanced, on last. So by the time I got on, it was really dark but focused, really bubbly crowd.
Was it, had it got dark by then? And was it cold or warm? Or?
It got dark, slightly cold, but not too much.
Yeah.
And I just really enjoyed it.
Great.
I really enjoyed it. And then yesterday I was on first in a pub garden. It was a bit out of work, but it was still really good fun.
Was that the same promoter or was that somewhere else?
Different, yeah.
Nice.
And... Yeah, I don't know whether these gigs are allowed or not.
Well, I think they are, but you know, you're like a booze runner in Chicago in the 30s.
I mean, they were hardly undercover. They were advertised and happening,
they don't want themselves to be shut down, so they must have had rules of some kind.
You'd have thought so, yeah. I mean, there was it was socially distant seating and different families and whatever, and masks between tables and stuff. And it was just nice to do gigs again and do new material and play with the crowd.
Yeah.
It was funny.
And have you got some new material that works?
Yeah, I have. I've got about 10 minutes of COVID-y stuff that's working fine. And of course, it won't last forever, but it's just nice to just do some news.
It's something to be talking about, isn't it? And it'll modulate into something.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a bit of a limp there, so tell us about what's going on in your leg.
Yeah, it's just kind of... Just keep it. I think we should walk
for a
little bit.
For a bit, yeah.
It just keeps going. It's weird.
So basically, it
hasn't been going, but I haven't been running.
Yeah.
And then earlier today, when I was just running to catch you, it felt fine.
Yeah.
And now it just feels like it's sort of gone again a bit.
It's me.
It's a real. It's just what I mean about the spiral I'm in.
Yeah.
the spiralling ineptitude and relative calamity. Relative, of course.
Yeah.
But I've been reading about this calf injury.
So
about
before
calves.
Today, you said have you, last time we walked around because I parked last Tuesday.
Yeah, I haven't done anything since then.
In the week, you've taken the week off. So that's it, really. You need the time off. We should, you know, this walking is the best thing.
I haven't run, but I haven't drank either.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to stay fairly healthy.
Very good. Not at all, even the night of the weekend.
No, nothing.
Very good, impressive.
And
I don't think I said this because I said it before we started recording. Some of you, like me, other people won't have any interest in this, but for me it was a big deal. Paul's had his hair cut.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like the microphone anymore. Yeah. It's because he had gigs, isn't it?
Well, that was gigs.
It is nice to freshen up.
Yeah, totally. It was nice to feel like you're in a sort of... Well, Saturday, there's no getting around it. I had that post-gig excitement thing. I found it hard to sleep. It was one of those
great.
Just the excitement that you get. It's easy to forget.
But the
calf thing. I've been doing a bit of research, and it's some people I've read have linked it to like lower back pain and sort of weak glutes, which I've undoubtedly got.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to do some exercises, some glute stuff. Do you know any glute exercises?
I've got some good glute stretches, but as you know, as we joke, I'm pretty much glute free. So
I mean, you're not that strong on your glute, because I think the way certain people run as you get older is if your glutes are weak, you put loads of pressure on your calves.
Yeah,
and actually, to propel yourself, and that's what keeps pinging with me.
I know a good stretch for it, but genuinely I haven't got weak glutes. I haven't got glutes,
right?
So my body has learned to you know, if I get
to accommodate the lack
stuff
of glutes.
That hurts, that like I quite often when I'm doing strength work, when I'm planking, when I'm doing core stuff, when running is difficult, like running a long way on hard surfaces or whatever, I'm always aware of a kind of H shape in the middle of my body,
right?
So basically from the, particularly at the back, so from the backs of my upper thighs to the sides of my lower back. And if I can hold that all right, it's a good working system.
Right.
But when you think about it, that's like having scaffolding around your whole body to replace. Because, you know, I was behind the door when the bums were handed out.
Yeah. So basically glutes is bum stuff. Bum strength.
Yeah, glutes is your bum.
Right, buttock strength.
There's a little blue tit in the tree there. There's kind of, I don't know, you know, I think there's... Morning Magpie. It's not just one big muscle, but basically it's a big muscle system that works the entire middle of your body, and that is in your buttocks.
Right.
But, and here's a good stretch for it.
Yeah, go on, show me.
I'll show you, right? And I'll try and describe it for you, dear listener, in such a way that you can understand it, because I remember cracking this one. You know, a good stretch, and you think, I know what the shape of that is, and then you lean into it, and it really works.
Right.
You have to lean against something,
but
you're not putting loads of weight on it. It's just so you don't fall over.
Yeah.
So here, I'm by a tree. And then you cross, you put your leg, cross your legs.
Put
your knees far apart.
Yeah, I quite like this one.
So you've got your knee that's up is quite kind of flat, like as if you were sitting cross-legged, but only one of them.
Right.
And rest the other foot quite comfortably on your knee.
Yeah.
And then you gently sit down, like, so you're bending the standing knee.
Right.
And then the trick is to keep the top of your body wide open, so your chest is wide.
Okay.
Because then you find that you can sit down further.
Right.
And then you suddenly feel it stretching around your bum.
Right.
Do you
feel
that?
Yeah.
And that's a really good one. Melissa, the physio, taught me that one.
Right.
And that was
actually one exercise in yoga, or exercise similar to that, I was actually okay at, amidst all the stuff I couldn't do. I was actually quite good at that one.
I mean, I think if the internet's saying your calf weakness could be because of the weak glutes, I don't know if that's necessarily accurate, because you've got strong glutes. You're a regular runner. You know what I mean? You haven't come up against this. I think it's more to do with damage to your calves from running around.
I mean, it's sort of. I think it might be just linked with that Morton's toe, the way I actually run.
Yeah.
It's sort of linked with that. I think there's something biomechanical. I need to get to the root of it, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I've gone so far.
Well, if
far
you do want to get to the root of it, you really should go to your bum.
Yeah.
You know, that's the end of the road.
Yeah. I mean, at least I've made the first monumental step in working out what it is by Googling it. You know? It had to happen at some stage. I actually did something to find out information about this problem that had been bothering me for about 5 months.
So, 5 months. For about a year and a half. First monumental step.
Yeah. Little acorns
and
all that.
It's so difficult, though, isn't it?
What, being fucking normal,
just
fixing yourself.
Well.
Yeah.
But it is, I feel like at the point of life we're at, you know, it's physical things that are the same as domestic things. And by domestic things, I don't mean like arguments and stuff. I mean like light bulbs. You know, things that don't affect you topically right then and there. and or but also aren't on the ongoing list of things you have to do, like work and feed your family and stuff like that.
Yes, yeah.
Everything
yeah.
in between, like we really ought to claim that grout or fix that knee.
Well, I'm literally living in a house that is slowly falling down.
Yeah.
And no one wants to do anything about it. Obviously, insurers don't want to do anything because that means they're going to have to pay insurance.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to do something myself. You know, if I get people, we've got a leaky ceiling from the shower.
Yeah.
And people come in and say, your house is falling down. And then people come to measure the house and how it moves, say, your house is falling down.
Yeah.
And then the insurers say, oh, it's not moving far enough. It's not. Do you know what I mean? And all the time, we're living in a house with loads more cracks.
Yeah.
So I need to take care of that.
I mean, I'm not an expert, but it sounds like your house is falling down.
The question is, what do you do about that?
I know.
Because if you wait for it, because you're assuming that somewhere along the line, insurers will pay or you'll get some compensation for that, because you don't buy a house for it to fall down.
And you don't have it insured to them to take your money forever.
Yeah, you don't have it insured just so you can pay money indefinitely. But at the same time, you have to show proof that your house is falling down before they'll pay you. And in the meantime, your house is falling
down. Do you need a surveyor that can convince the insurer to pay for the house?
Well, I'm going to have to get a structural engineer to come in and have a look at it to tell me that my house is falling down so we can tell them.
So, okay, let's recap. We're going to meet at Queen Elizabeth Park. You're going to squat down and then you're going to get a structural engineer to come and have a look at your little acorns.
Yeah. So have a look at my arse for half an hour.
Your arse is falling down.
Your arse is falling down.
I came to that late, but if we're basing this on Google, I don't think it's your glutes.
Right.
I just don't think you've had that problem before and you're a fit, natural runner.
I mean, Melissa's pointed out glute weaknesses and hamstring stuff. I'm not particularly strong, you know.
Hammies.
Just not a strong person. Yeah, your hammies. but this is exacerbated as well by not drinking, which makes you more efficient, but also more aware of everything that's going wrong.
Yes.
Because when you drink, it kind of glosses over all the stuff that's going on. It becomes part of a laugh.
And there's the kind of danger of metaphor, isn't it? When you find that your house is falling down, it's hard not to think, yeah, my life's falling apart.
Yeah, totally. but it's like on my 50th birthday when we got back to the house, I couldn't get in because the door was broken. That felt really... And in a way, it sort of is, isn't it? Yeah. But when you're drunk and your house is falling down, it's like, oh, look, the house is falling down.
Yay.
And when you're sober, it's like, my house is falling down.
This is a bad
thing. So there's lots to be dealing with. But the gigs are good fun. The gigs definitely cheered me up.
And I was thinking about that because back to the whole. It's quite good in terms of where modern life is, because people can get the different perspectives from me and you. Because you're like, I've done some gigs. I don't know if they're allowed, but there was plenty of people there.
Yeah.
Running back by night. I've got some gigs in the diary.
Right. Cool.
Yes,
cool,
they're in the future.
Yeah.
And we'll see. But I have got some gigs in the diary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
I've done lots of thinking myself about doing different stuff. Like, we've got a race. I assume that was in our direction.
Yeah. Do you want to do a little trot on the soft?
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah.
The other thing about we were saying about this, I'm quite enjoying the fact that it hasn't rained for weeks.
Yeah.
Because it opens up all kinds of places to run.
Yeah.
It does mean that when you run somewhere like this worn away grass path in Victoria Park, it's basically it's hard as if it was a pavement.
Yeah.
It?
Yeah.
So you're not getting the benefit.
Only slightly softer. But yeah, we've done a lot of chat about doing other things and not gigging, but as it comes back, it's sort of, I've sort of realised a bit more what a singular thing it is to do stand-up.
Yeah.
And how unusual it is. And maybe that's, maybe there's not much else to be doing, you know, in the absence of the fact I can't even get a job at Co-op.
Yeah, but I think that is one way of looking at it, and it's very to do with, you know, and stand-up is a beautiful thing. I know, I agree with that. But I speak for the point of view of all the people who very much enjoyed your book.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd like to see another one, you know.
Yeah, I really enjoy writing the book. I really
enjoy it. You're definitely more than a stand-up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, totally.
You're a journalist of human existence.
Yeah, I really liked writing the book.
Someone was saying the other day, in fact, I had a look at I was catching up with the supporter page.
Oh, all right, okay, fantastic.
Just this morning, and there were some
brilliant
new messages, and someone called Heather got in touch.
Yeah.
Just to kind of say thanks.
And
heard us for the first time at the beginning of lockdown, so it's a very all right,
okay,
story. And she ran a first marathon this weekend. Wanted to do London, we didn't get in.
Right.
But ran a marathon this weekend.
Right.
I don't know if it was a formal event or just a marathon, isn't that what it was, but she ran it.
Brilliant, brilliant.
She said, London 22, here I come.
Nice.
And obviously credited us, which we always love when people do these amazing things for themselves and then say, helped.
Yeah.
That's great validation.
And Michelle Woodcock's looking pretty strong, isn't she?
Oh,
she
approaches her 10x10. Well, that's a story I wanted to tell, because the times are incredible.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, guess what marathon Heather did then in the end at the weekend when she did her first marathon, so that makes it a PB.
I'm going to have to walk again.
Yeah.
What time she did?
Yeah.
What was her first marathon?
Yeah.
Don't know, what, 4.5?
3:23.
Ooh. Ooh. Wow.
Yeah,
that's something. Sharp, isn't it?
But then by
that's
the same proper, token, and this is a great illustrator, because people run different distances, different contexts, different speeds. Having said that, we've been following Michelle's fantastic and epic quest towards the Breath A 10 in 10.
10 marathons in 10 days, yes.
Strange thing about that is that finally, as the taper begins, Michelle's getting to a point, just a weird moment in time, when she's not running a marathon every day.
Yeah.
And the last
she won't know what to do with herself.
Yeah, yeah. And her last marathon training run the other day was a running of the Windermere Marathon course.
Yes.
And the reason I'm talking about different attitudes and different times of this is that she's telling a story saying, I stopped and ate this there and made this phone call and I was chatting to that person. And she's been quite clear-eyed but also self-deprecating about the nature of distance running, which ties into this conversation we've had about ultras and
about
eating and taking your time with it and stuff. And then she did it in 4:52.
Yes.
For a chat run towards 10 marathons in 10 days.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And felt great the next
day.
Really running. Yeah, yeah. She's looking
that's really
on
something.
Good form.
Very excited about your quest, Michelle. Onwards and ever upwards.
Yes.
Take care. Stretch your glutes.
Lots of glutes.
I tell you, there were three messages on here this morning, so bear with me. There was another Peter C.
I have to walk from here.
Peter C.
Yes.
Got in touch. He's running a marathon on the 9th of May.
Yeah.
And just wanted to say hello and say, he's been appreciating the podcast, but he specified one episode, which is so nice for me.
Okay.
Mancunian Miles, Media City Memories. Do you remember
that? I remember that. Yeah. Manchester? Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
It's memories of memories now, because we haven't been to Manchester forever.
And
when we did that run, you were fantastic and odd in terms of the passage of time. Memories of XFM and
being
up there years ago.
Yeah, and also shout to Liam McIntyre ran the Chester Marathon this weekend. I don't know what time he did it, and he was very fit going into it. That was sort of like a marathon for sub 240 sort of elite runners. So he'd been training like a nutter.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it was
yeah.
really tapered and fit. And well, so I'm looking forward to hearing about that.
Yeah.
He'll be in that post-marathon, left it all out there phase.
Yeah, yeah, crawling, yeah. crawling around the house.
Yeah. Hopefully floating whilst crawling.
Yeah,
yes.
If you find yourself crawling towards the lasagna, that's entirely appropriate.
Yes,
at this stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did have another message on the supporter page. It was from my own Gammy Toe. And the message was, go easy, Gov. Taking a pounding down here. So that was a nice message to receive. And noted.
Yes.
Duly noted.
I'll tell you what.
Thanks for getting in touch.
It's a shame I can't run this morning. But I forget how nice Victoria Park is to run around, isn't it?
It's really stunning. Nice. And we're at that moment really in the nice, spring where the... I mean, I actually already taking it for granted, but when you think about it, these leaves on these trees have just popped. We're here among trees where the leaves haven't quite arrived. And over here on the right, there's like every colour from sort of pale green to dark green to
it's
red.
Lovely. It's lovely.
And they're all sparkling in the sunshine. It's really something. And as I looked up to illustrate their point, I saw a parakeet kind of fly down and spread its feathers.
And how's your running been? Seems mine been non-existent.
Mine's been good. I did take a... I was kind of... I really prepared...
You had your Friday drinking. Well, listen, mastermind.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's get to that.
Yeah.
But I really had this... It was just such an exciting week.
Yeah.
Because on Thursday, I got... there was much more stuff going on before that. But anyway, we'll start from Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday, I got my vaccine. I thought I might feel a bit rough.
Yeah.
But then I did a... Steve Lamax game on his radio
show.
Oh,
right, okay, nice.
And I'm the reigning champion at that as well.
No.
And so that was quite exciting. And then I sort of sat at home thinking, well, I feel all right.
Yeah.
But I've sort of cleared my decks.
Yeah.
And, had a drink. And then I didn't do any exercise. I didn't do my plank that day. I didn't run or exercise on Friday or Saturday.
Right.
And then it was on Mastermind on Saturday afternoon. Anyway, I got to Monday morning. We'll come back to Mastermind.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Celebrity Mastermind. And understand that Pointless Celebrities, your one, is on this Saturday.
Is it really?
Yeah, okay. I heard that. I mean, it's someone else found
some
it out.
Running commentary sort of back to back.
Yeah, let's take takeover TV, as they say.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, although I'm not sure whether my performance in Pointless was quite as good as yours in Mastermind.
But what was nice is that crazy thing, this perception we have. I mean, like you say about stand-up, but you just, the way one's needle kind of shifts, because you're like, well, that's it, that's what I do, I don't do anything else, I do stand-up. And I'm sort of, by Monday morning, I think I've got to get back to running and exercise. I don't do them anymore after 3 days.
Three
exciting days where I'd felt a bit different. So it's been lovely.
So what was it like watching yourself on Mastermind, because I'm not very good at watching myself.
Did you see me on Mastermind?
I haven't seen it yet, though. Well, I'm going to see it. I haven't seen it. I've been busy sort of flying around doing gigs and not sleeping and stuff. But
Fair enough.
And she said you were great. She said it was really good fun.
I really liked it. It's the old thing, it's on iPlayer, guys, so if you haven't seen it, have a watch.
Yeah, definitely.
And I enjoyed it a lot. I was genuinely... disappointed it was on Saturday afternoon, because quite reasonably it's a lovely sunny day.
Yeah.
I wish it had been on at Christmas or in the deep depths of January lockdown.
When was it recorded?
Because everyone would have been forced.
When did you record?
September.
Right, okay.
Well, the recording of the whole thing is absolutely another story. But check it out. I absolutely loved it. The blessing and the curse of quizzes and game shows and panel games and getting onto them as a comedian is... that I love them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
It's like an in.
You're
people kind of don't quite... but you say that, but people don't... Because people don't employ you for that reason.
Yes.
It can be a bit weird for them.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, this is great. With something like Mastermind, it's great because the one thing that you should really do is go and try and answer all the questions.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Ideally
totally.
With a look of unbridled joy on your face.
Yes.
And that's kind of what I did.
You mean when you do quizzes and you get booked as a comic, people want you to be funny... And you're as much about the quizzes.
I take them really seriously, and it's not that way at all. It's more like that I absolutely access joy.
Yeah.
In the game.
Participating in a quiz. Yeah.
I did it years ago. I don't know if you remember. There was a sitcom called Annually Retentive.
Yes.
Which was about a fictional panel game. and then it all happened backstage, like Larry Sanders.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was in it, but only like basically a glorified extra.
Right.
So I was on the panel game, but I didn't do the. Wasn't involved in the storyline or any of the backstage stuff.
Right.
I enjoyed playing the game so much. Everyone's just looking at me like a weirdo. It's like, it's a game. I'm playing the game. What's not to love? I got so freaked out because the fact that I was the odd bod for that. But there we go.
So what was it? What was the filming like of Mastermind then? What's that like? Is it?
It's great. It was. I did it. I've done it before.
Yes, and, you have done it before. Yeah.
It was so. It was an interesting thing to do in lockdown because the total lack of an audience was obviously a big deal, a big change.
Yeah.
But actually...
More relaxing, maybe? Less relaxing?
Well, do you know, at the time, it felt very anodyne and a bit weird.
Right.
Because, you know, TV studios anyway, they're naturally, unnaturally, if you will, but deliberately quiet.
Yes, they're quite tricky places.
Because they don't want any background noises and blacked out.
Let me stretch a bit and see if I can run on.
First. There's four of us in there and John Humphreys.
Yeah.
In the full-size TV studio.
Right.
It was like a... Felt like a sci-fi, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It felt like a space experiment. But in the event, and apologies to TV audiences, but watching on the TV, it didn't make any difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It felt really, in fact, I think it made it warmer in the end because all of our interaction was with each other. So as a viewing audience...
I think I should keep walking. It's just too tight.
I don't want to hurt it. So when you're watching it, you're seeing any of the interaction and banter, whereas if you're on a show and you play to the audience and the people at home can't see the audience... Then
yeah.
It's an in-joke they're not in on, you know. But I tell you what was weird about filming Mastermind. It was honestly like talk about finding the allegories in life. And I don't want to make this sad, but it was like a kind of Buddhist Goan.
Right.
You know, there is no finish line, the goose in the glass cask. I was on as a deputy to be on Celebrity Mastermind.
Right.
And then I got booked for that just around exactly the same time as my dad died.
Right.
So this is the summer before last, 2 years ago now, nearly.
Yeah.
And so I spent the summer grieving, or doing early stage grieving.
Yeah.
And learning all about my specialist subject. And then I went to Belfast, where they film Mastermind now.
Yeah.
And I... had this cathartic moment where I shared my... the stuff about Dad with the world and got booked in and started a fundraising page for the Great North Run.
Right.
And then I went, and in the end I'd ran the Great North Run, which was a big moment in my sort of grieving process and some way I could share it with people to do with Parkinson's UK and everything. And I didn't do Mastermind, which is really surreal. I ended up sitting in Belfast drinking martinis going, well, now I know everything about this. And
yes.
Any use to it anyway.
Yeah.
Should we stay on the grass?
If you want to, yeah. Yeah.
And, anyway, a year, almost exactly a year later, they got in touch with me and said, would you fancy coming on Mastermind after all answering those questions? And I was like, oh, yeah, okay. And they said, you'd have to leave first thing in the morning. I was like, oh, damn it. Then I discovered the beauty of revision, which my son is so sick of because he's in GCSE year.
Yeah.
Because I thought, well, I don't remember any of that. And I had a look at all my stuff and it all came back like,
brilliant.
Bling.
Brilliant. The subconscious, like, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
the
all information packed away that's there. Retained. Particularly, the more pointless the information is, you know, I'm really good at it.
Yeah.
Morning, Magpie. And then, but I went there and I booked in for the virtual Great North Run and did do Mastermind. So they kind of flipped.
That's lovely.
It was so surreal. It's just such a strange set of experiences.
Yeah.
It was like this morning when people leave the stuff they don't want anymore outside their house.
Yeah.
Some person had left a paint roller and an ITB roller.
Right.
What are they doing it alphabetically? What's that all about?
Yeah. Could have done with that ITB roller.
I should have got it for you. Sorry.
Yeah. But that's great, and you enjoyed it, and we're not going to divulge the results. But
if people hadn't seen it, it's on iPlayer now for a month.
Yeah.
So I might as well do no plot spoilers. Although if you're paying, I don't know what to do about this. Really, I feel like I should have told everyone all about it, but I was kind of A, I didn't want a plot spoil, and B, I wanted people to kind of find it. But
yeah,
really,
absolutely.
I'm feeling now I just should have. Honestly, now it's been on and the sunny day and everything, I feel like I should have phoned and texted everyone I know, and said, listen. This is when it's on.
Yes.
And this is what happens.
Yeah.
which doesn't feel right, but it looks like it should have been maybe the way I handled it.
I did Pointless during lockdown, and it was like a sort of it was like going to the moon for a day.
Yes.
You know, it's such a different experience to your normal life. I mean, obviously, being on telly is exciting anyway when we're just out and about and doing gigs and whatever, bits and bobs. But during lockdown, it's even more absurd.
Yes.
Than I was. And then being on your own in a studio without a crowd must have made it feel even more absurd. And it's interesting that you might have made it a little bit better without a crowd.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, I find
not playing to it, just being in the moment. And
well, that talk about taking games seriously, I think people could really misunderstand that. You know, I get quite a lot of... I think people are sort of surprised and competitive and stuff because I'm jolly. But when it comes down to it, if you get me in a room full of people, I'll always play the room.
Yes, yeah.
And actually, yeah, because I was just as clownish and silly as I was the other time and when I've done other things like that.
Right.
But this time it was all just to the other people that were there.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, it was great. It was a real big deal for me.
Yeah, good, man.
So
good.
I did, you know, there were sadnesses about that. It did make me miss my dad all over again.
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
And so on and so forth. And also, it's a different time, you know, like I say, I think I'm right, actually, to not spoil it, because I think that this is just the beginning. Sitting there, people keep getting in touch and saying, I saw it.
Yes, yeah.
And that's nice.
Yeah. These are...
I will tell you one thing.
Go on, then.
Never mind the black chair for Mastermind. This is the way you sit in the chair and you get up to be on.
Yeah.
My kids are really taking a mickey out of me because I get up out of this chair in the most ridiculous way. Twice, right? Because you've got to go and answer questions twice. And both times, the other people just kind of stand up.
Yeah.
I do this kind of, whoop! I'm such a giant goon. I always think I'm all kind of poised and intellectual and I'm just a giant goon.
Just jokes. Yeah.
The other thing that, and you'll have this next week, is, and it's been in the news because there's other bigger reality shows coming back, is the way people just have to say, celebrities.
Yo, you. Yeah, never heard of him. Yeah.
I felt sorry for the Mastermind's own Twitter feed the other day.
Yeah.
Because they said, this is on today.
Yeah.
And then the first couple of people said, oh, scraping the barrel. Who's this? Now, I know this is, I can't talk, you know, objectively about this because I'm in there, but literally I'm happy to be the least well-known off that. And my credits are good. I'm regularly on TV and radio. I've been in stand-up for years. There's the other people on there were a top recognisable broadcast journalist.
Yes, yeah.
A guy who's, as well as being a successful stand-up comedian and musician, is actually best known for acting in a number of high-profile TV programmes and
a film. Yeah.
And the person, not just the person from Love Island, the person who won Love Island.
Yeah.
They're celebrities. What do you want?
It's just
pride and ignorance, isn't it? An easy way of being mean-spirited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. It's completely mean-spiritedness. It's also usually sort of angry people who are sort of... It's like the 80s and there's only four channels. And if I don't know you from the four channels and you're massive, you're not... It's just...
Yeah.
It's just pretty stupid.
Yeah.
It's pretty stupid.
Yeah. I mean,
some things are just stupid.
It's only just a silly thing, but I do think in a wider game, people need to be careful with... We're just being angry and miserable. It's just so easy.
Yeah,
if you let it develop as a habit, it's like, try harder.
It's so reflexive. Yeah, it's so... That's... I come back to my letting go theme.
Yeah.
Gotta let it go.
Yeah.
Let it all go. Just sort of... What's in the mind of someone who... wants to tweet like that. It's just sort of, I find it very odd.
Yeah. Well, and it's good it's nice to flip that concept of letting go back on yourself. One of Adrienne's mantras is really good. If you've got something that you're tangled up with, it isn't necessarily a good thought, but you can't change it.
Yeah.
Then what you have to do is spend a moment with it. And the mantra for that is allow.
Yes. Yeah. Allow it.
Release. Yeah. So you kind of detach it.
Yeah.
And then you let go. Or maybe it's the other way around. Allow, let go, release. Allow, release, let go.
Allow my house to fall down.
And then you release it.
I release it from its foundations.
And you let go.
And I let go of the I let go of prospects of a roof above our heads as a family.
And gratitude is the best medicine.
Yeah.
You know? So just be absolutely thankful.
No, I'm always
that
I'm thankful that we had the house in the first place.
It's still up.
I do really have to take control of that, though. I've just got to get hold of it. You just sort of... It's incredible that, for me personally, and I know looking at my own life, that I'm sort of refusing to engage with it until it's so serious that it's chronic.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
But also, isn't it the yin and yang of being a grown-up, even at somewhere around the half century?
Yeah,
you 51. You spend quite a lot of time going... Yeah, we can do what we like. The amazing thing is that if I want to, I can buy a car. Yeah, look at me. I've got kids. And I'm like a parent. And then every now and again, something comes along that you really don't want to handle. And you're like, really? That's all on me? No one's going to come fix this?
Yeah, it's like...
Who's going to come and fix my house?
Yeah. Who's going to come... Yeah. It's a big job. It's a big job. I can't afford it. And someone else is going to have to pay it. And it's odd. It's like those poor people who've got to prove that someone's stalking them. Do you know what I mean?
Until something
happens, it's not... But, you know.
Well, like Harry Nilsson had that, didn't he? Everybody's stalking him.
There's some good runners there, aren't there?
It's a great place for the running. Yeah. I just started watching Dustin Hoffman in Marathon Man again.
All right, yeah.
Who is on the dog? But it's all so miserable and competitive. There's so much more joy in running these days. Or maybe it wasn't like that,
really. Yes,
yeah. And Schlesinger's just trying to build tension. But there's something so gleeful about the fact that you see so many runners here. And it's just, of course, it's all kinds of runners.
Yes.
Like people who are like flat out, in a little vest, to people just noodling around and everything in between.
Yes, it's great.
Some people who look like they're serious runners, who are recording a running podcast, but are actually just walking.
Listen, I'm going to have to go, you know, because my car's going to go again. The ironic thing is I'll probably still end up with a ticket.
Have you got time to do these PBs?
I would be able to if I had them. I don't have them.
Oh.
Do we have them?
Well, let's see.
If you've got the PBs, definitely let's do them, yeah.
Yeah, we have got the PBs.
And it's great because some PBs are coming in and it's fantastic. So thank you so much. And
we can include Heather, can't we? Because that was her first one, so that counts.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Do you want to do the first and then pass it to me? Or how do you want to play?
Okay. Steve, cue the music.
Pete Fenn did 2 hours and 46 minutes at the Dorney Lake Marathon.
That's 2 hours and 46 minutes. Heather did 3:23. We don't know what marathon, but she's on her way to London 2022.
That's incredible. Well done. We have Andrew Bates, big flat runway 10K, and he did that in 46 minutes and 46 seconds. Well played, Andrew.
That's just tiny, isn't it? 46.
Really lovely
good.
Symmetry.
Run a runaway, and the thing is, you think it's flat on a runway, your backs and forwards, but also nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to hide.
That's like a Hove Park run on the fart front. Hove Park run on the fart front. And finally for today, but there'll be plenty more of these, keep them coming in, because events are coming back.
Yes.
Mike Twine. Today, Paul, you were his guru. I turned off the central governor, heard Paul say, you've got to believe that you can do it, and smashed my half marathon PB down to 1 hour and 37 minutes. So go, Mike. And then he was heading for 3 bottle Sunday, so good luck with that as well.
Well played. A personal message. Well done. Keep them coming in because the race is going back. We want to hear about it. And we're going to do them every week. We're going to do them every week.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.